Focusing on Sean Merriman, I knew that Michael Strahan would enjoy this, considering that they both are considered two of the very best at rushing the quarterback. But, Jarrett, did the Chargers stay in the moment yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you what, they blew golden opportunities one after another. And you know, you could put a lot of blame on Marty Schottenheimer, and he's going to get a lot of heat for what happened yesterday. But there's a lot of blame to go around because the Chargers lost their cool. I mean, if it's not Marlon McCree, who could have just batted down that fourth down pass, or if he intercepted it, could have just, you know, fallen to the turf. It was Drayton Florence getting the stupid, you know, personal foul penalty. The Patriots thrive on things like that, where teams beat themselves, and I think that's what happened to the Chargers yesterday.
And if you compare, we were just talking about the Saints and why both Michael and I think we're beginning to influence Len, too, to believe that the team that makes the least mistakes, like the Saints, they're so confident that doesn't beat themselves. And it seems as if Marty, who had so many good things going for them in that game yesterday, but Marty's team made a couple crucial mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was just saying. It's like, you know, when you get to the playoffs, there's just such a finality about it where, you know, you don't want to give any opportunities away. You know, every play could be the one that determines, you know, whether you win or lose, and I think yesterday was a classic example of that. So I think, you know, teams like the Patriots and even the Colts, when they went into Baltimore and won on Saturday, when you've got that playoff experience, you kind of know what you can't do. Yeah, you can try to make your big plays and not be tight and be poised and be relaxed and all those things. But, yeah, the mistakes doom you. And, you know, we hear it all the time during the regular season, but in the playoffs, obviously, it's magnified.
Well, before we let you go, because we know you got a lot of stuff going on here, you wrote a great article about Sean Merriman. Where was Sean Merriman? Where was that pass rush at the end of the game when it matters most?
Yeah, it wasn't there. I mean, he didn't have any sacks yesterday. He had a lot of pressure. It was pretty good, consistent pressure. He got some hits on Brady, but, no, he didn't get a chance to perform that lights-out dance a whole lot yesterday. In fact, I think Mike Vrabel did it more than Merriman did it yesterday. Yeah, hey, that's how you define yourself as a great player in this league. And, you know, I've talked to Sean over the past, you know, since he's been in the league the past couple years, and he really wants to go down as, you know, one of the great players at his position, and he's only 22 years old, so he has a chance, and he's off to a great start. But you define yourself in the biggest games, in the championship games, and he didn't do that yesterday.